Welcome to another episode of Hold My Interest. This is a podcast where we watch pilot episodes of different TV shows, come back, review it, rank it against every other pilot that we've watched, and tell you some segments about us and the show and how we liked it. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kirthana.
I'm one of your co-hosts, Eric.
And I'm your other co-host, Claire.
Eric's so excited because it's been a minute since we have recorded an ep. I mean, we released an ep a couple weeks ago, but that episode was recorded in January.
Could you tell? We were all depressed.
Yeah, the seasonal depression, she was real in that one. And, you know, there's in the TV show Community, they have this, like, running bit that, like, there's this one season that the fans really hated, and so they always, like, call it, like, I think it's, like, they call that, like, season, like, the time warp season or something weird, and they'll always be, like, every time they reference, like, anything that happened in that season, they're always, like, oh, but that was, like, a time warp season, so, like, you know, like, they're always, like, that was a time warp year or something, and they always, like, say, like, that it didn't happen, basically, and that's us for Emily in Paris, so from now on, don't speak to us about that episode.
Don't ask me about
it. I love in that episode, I don't know why I chose to keep this in when editing, but we say we're really going to try and do one episode a month. And we, like, in me taking 3 months to edit the episode, we already lost that goal. But
yeah,
we're back.
We did keep that in. But you know what? I am truly, truly in the home stretch of my 1L year of law school. I am one final down, two more to go. So once 1L is over, like, I will be more free, and maybe the rest of us will also be more free.
No, we will. I will.
Yeah, I
don't want to speak for Eric, but
I think we're all girl bossing in our respective cities. I think especially with you being gone for the summer, Kirthana, I think we'll come back brighter and happier than ever. I also
a little hiatus.
I'm excited to just learn more about editing podcasts, so I think I will try and get these done just so we can have more turnout, just because I want to learn new skills in this gorgeous new year of my life. And yeah, it'll be okay.
Oh yeah, Eric is in a new year of life because it was just his birthday.
It was! Happy birthday!
This feels like my birthday. Us recording right now feels like my birthday. I'm so happy.
Aww. I love it. I texted Eric, like, when it was past his birthday, his time, but I had literally been studying for 13 hours that day.
He understands. He knows. Also, if it's his birthday still in your time zone, I think it still counts.
Yeah. I think it counts.
But we do normally start the episodes with a little check-in. If you are new to the podcast, I will say we do follow somewhat of a structure, but we also do go on tangents for a little bit. So if that's your thing, you'll like us. If not, you know, feel free to do whatever.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, I did something bad, but it felt so good.
Speaking of Miss Swift, she was not at the Met Gala tonight. We are recording this on the day of the Met Gala. And
which I didn't know was happening. What? Like, nobody told me. Didn't it just happen, like, 2 months ago?
Yeah. No.
No, yeah. Literally, I think it
No, it was in the fall. It was, like, in October. Was that because of COVID?
Yeah, I think it's because they pushed last year's one, like, very late because of COVID. Because
it's supposed to be in May, always. It's, like, the first Monday in May or something.
Yeah, Miss Swift was not there. But anyway, also, if you do feel so inclined, leave us a review. Spotify now does reviews, or you can at least rate us on Spotify. I think you can also do a review. I don't know. Someone fact check me on that.
You can just rate. You can only rate on Spotify.
Okay. Yeah.
You can rate. So even easier, Spotify. You can just give us 5 stars.
Yeah, just give us 5 stars and then, you know, log off if you
literally just
don't even listen to the episode.
I think for Spotify they do make you listen to an episode before you can rate us.
Oh,
wait,
because
really?
I tried to rate one of my friends' podcasts and they were like, "Listen to an ep first, queen."
You're like, "No thanks, I'm good."
They're like, "Sorry, no, like, cyberbullying allowed."
I was like, "Will do."
On my way, girl.
Or leave us, well, and I guess leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and we will give you a little acrostic poem at the end of an app. Yeah, we love those. And then follow us on social medias, but I'll plug those at the end because, you know, let's get on to our check-in. We do highs and lows for the week. Eric, do you want to go first? Birthday boy.
I'll go first. Giggy gaga goo goo. Hi, everyone. Oh, my goodness. what the past few months it's been. It's been like 4 months since we recorded, right?
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. Like, I was like starting school when we recorded, and I'm done with the semester.
Crazy.
I was depressed when we recorded that, and now I'm generally good. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. My high and low of the week. My low is that I had anxiety going into my birthday. Lots of random little details, just because I was kind of just playing it by ear and was gonna wing it in regards to like my little birthday celebration. But my high is that it was such a lovely day, and I had a lot of people show up who loved me very much, and I feel like the love carried into like these past 2 days as well. I took a long weekend from work so I could just like soak in and let myself rest at the beginning of 25. Yeah, that's me.
Also, I guess. Eric, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I literally told all of my friends here about how you like came to LA. Eric visited Claire and I in LA a couple, I guess like a month and a half ago now, but I told all my friends about your public transport adventures.
Oh my people gosh. Are shocked. When I tell people in LA, they like fall to the floor because they didn't think it was possible.
They're like, you mean he hopped off the plane at LAX and got on public transport? And I'm like, literally. Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, this man...
Can't take the New Yorker out of the girly.
Honestly, it's good for people to know that, like, it's possible. Because, like, I honestly, after you did that, I was like, maybe I could take public transit to work. I can't really, but it's the thought that counts.
It would be so long for you. It would be so
long. Yeah, but remember we, like, looked it up and we were like, no.
I would like to someday maybe work close enough to my home to where I could have that as an option. That'd be really nice. Yeah. But yeah, it was like inspiring.
I had no other option because it was truly, no matter where you fly, at least in my book, it's always a $140 Uber to go anywhere from the airport.
So us like, only flying to, like, major metropolitan cities. We're like, why is it always so expensive?
Yeah, we're like, we fly to Houston, that? New York, and LA, and it's always expensive.
What is that? I don't get it.
Like, that's literally the only three places us three go, and we're like...
Maybe throw in an Austin there, maybe.
Maybe.
I feel like whatever I thought about, like, Houston and flying there and how it would take me, like, 45 minutes to get home from the airport from Houston, I was like, oh, like... That's normal, but now I always thought that was kind of really far, but now in like New York and LA, it's like that's generally normal time. So it's just no matter what, you're gonna be like trekking from the airport.
Yeah, yeah. It's so crazy because I have family in Raleigh, North Carolina, and
You do?
Yeah, do
Wait,
you?
That my sister just moved there.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my God, we'll talk more. But
we'll talk more after the pod. But like my family in North Carolina, they literally—I'm not even kidding—like live 10 minutes from the airport. And it's, like, crazy because I just, like, assume that everyone lives an hour from the airport because, like, I live, like, 45 minutes an hour from the airport. And, like, I guess in Austin that was the closest I lived to the airport, which was, like, 25 minutes. But, like, my family in North Carolina, it's always, like, so crazy whenever we, like, would go visit them because we could literally leave for the airport, like... If we had a flight at 6, we could leave for the airport, like, at 4:45 and be there by 5.
Mm.
Like, and I just feel like airports are usually, like, such a, like, okay, you're like, well, my flight's at 6, so I have to be there by 5, so I have to leave by 3:30 in case there's traffic. Like, it's like, there's always, like, so much, like, planning involved. And for that one, they'd literally be like, oh, like, yeah, let's just go, like, check into your flight and then maybe you can come home for a bit. And I'd be like, what? Like,
I was like... That's crazy.
Like, if our flight just got delayed, they'd just, like, come pick us up. Because it was 10 minutes. Like, it was...
Could never be me at LAX. Could never be me.
I know, it was, like, insane. Yeah. But anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to pick Eric's high and low because like, way longer. But I just needed to tell you that I tell everybody about that and then Eric's bi-coastal tweet.
Where he was, like,
where you were, like, coming out as bi and then you were, like, in parentheses, coastal.
Oh, I felt so... Low-key felt problematic when I did that. I was like...
No, oh my god, you're not problematic.
No, everybody here also, like, thought it was hilarious. Because I was like... Well, I also love, like... Fun fact about me is that every guy that I'm friends with is basically gay or married. There's, like, no in-between.
The title of your memoir, Gay or Married.
Gay or Married. My friend Maddie, like, said, we were, like, eating lunch with these, like, with our friends at the law school, and, like, we finesse free lunches a lot, and we were sitting there, and then, like, I was saying something about one of my friends, and then they were like, oh, like, is this friend, like, somebody said something, and Maddie, my friend, literally said, she was like, Kirtan is only friends with, like, engaged, married, or gay men. And I was like, well, I was like, you know?
I mean, you're doing the work. That's okay.
Yeah.
I feel safe with them.
Hey, and that's okay.
And I should. But also, like, I was, like, talking about your public transit, and I was, like, saying it to some people. And this happens, like, this happened when I moved, like, when I went to UT, where, like, when I would talk about Trey, people would be like, oh? And I'd be like, no. I was like, oh yeah, like, because people would be like, what'd you do for spring break? And I was like, oh, like, it was nice, like, I stayed here, like, my friends came to me. I was like, oh yeah, like, one of my friends, like, he came and he actually ended up like using public transit or whatever, and they were like, oh, like, is this a friend or a friend? And I was like, he's gay.
You were like, that's the gayest man I've ever met in my life.
I'm like, you don't understand.
You don't get it, but you will.
One day.
You know, when I met Eric, I had to think about it. I said, is this a friend or is this a friend?
Shut up.
I'm kidding. I knew from the beginning.
I open my mouth and everyone goes, huh.
There's a reason why I gravitated towards you in that very, very straight room.
Oh, that's funny. I want everyone to feel safe with me. And I heard something where it was, like, generally, like, more feminine-sounding voices just, like, make you feel safer, apparently. I don't know if that stems from, like, a motherly kind of thing or whatnot.
Yeah, but I'm like, with my feminine voice. Like, you know, like, authoritarian, like, figures of authority are, like, normally, like,
male.
In history, they've been male, yeah. And, like, you know, things like that. Something to think about. But anyway, Claire, I am low of the week. You're wearing your, I don't know, I know y'all corrected me on how to say the name for...
Oh, I don't even know how to say it anymore.
Chaim.
Chaim?
Oh, I got it.
I think technically it's Chaim, like, it's two syllables, but people say, like, Chaim.
Yeah, and that's wrong, so...
Yeah, but just don't say, like, Haim or, like...
Yeah.
Ham. But I think it's technically Chaim. Like, you would say, like, Alana Chaim. But
sister.
I just say Chaim. But, okay, great segue. I'm trying to be earnest, but also maybe I don't want to be. Okay, so my high is that I saw Chaim last night at the Hollywood Bowl in LA with my friend Jonathan, and it was so fun.
Jonathan listens to the pod. Right?
Yeah, shouts out to Jonathan. Right? Yeah, no, he listens. He's been asking. Oh, I also, okay, I'm gonna try and stay on topic. But so yeah, I saw them at the Hollywood Bowl and it was so fun. And we, like, got there early and I got a hot dog and Prosecco and just, like, had a good old time. And then another fun part of it was I saw this TikToker that I really like. She does, like, these daily vlogs in LA and she's, like, an editor here. And I, like, it was one of those things where I, like, saw her out of the corner of my eye and I was like, I think that's that girl. And I, like, looked again. I was like, that's her. And I was a little bit tipsy. And so I was, like, confident enough to just go up to her. And I was just like, I went up to her. I just said, not to be weird, but I love your TikToks. And she was like, oh my God. And her boyfriend was with her. And he was like, she loves when, like, people tell her that. And they're, like, joking. And I was like, you're an icon. And then I walked away.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I'm always telling people they're iconic, but it brings me joy. And then I just felt, I was like, oh, this is so cool that, like, I saw her at this LA thing. Because I love her, like, little videos about LA. And then my low is that... just going through a change in my life currently and, going through a breakup, I'll say it. And, you know, it's hard, but one of the bright sides of my low is that I've realized how many wonderful people I have in my life and just, like, how supportive my circle is and just, like, how quickly everyone was like, what can I do? And, like, not that anything, like, bad happened, but just, like, to support me and, like, ask me what I would need. And I've just been feeling, like, very grateful for, like, everyone in my life. I'm like, keep it together, Claire. and just, like, everyone who's just, like, supporting me and, like, giving me advice and just, like, sending me, like, stuff to think about and, like, music to listen to. It just, like, is making me feel like I have support and I know I will, like, get through this and feel better. So yeah. Low, but, like, it's okay. We're gonna get through it. And it's normal. It's natural. So I'm gonna give it to Kirthana.
No, I
will. Time, really curious quick. Time, cut me.
Literally,
he let me fine.
It's so funny. Like some music, I made a really sad playlist, and then like sometimes I'll be in the mood, and then I made like kind of like a I'm a boss bitch playlist today. But sometimes I'll like be just like shuffling music, and I'm like the other day in the car, I was like no. I was like a song would start, I was like absolutely cannot listen to this currently. Like, and it's like not even like just sad music or happy music or like love music. It's like there's no rhyme or reason. It's just like that reminds me of this skip. Like,
yeah. I think that's one thing about music.
But yeah, it's been interesting.
Like, yeah. Music, I feel like there's so many songs that you can like attach with memories. It's just a trippy feeling, you know? Like,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say like one little side note and then I will do my highs and lows or whatnot. But I like. Whenever you did text me, like, I was, like, just kind of, like, in my own head, I was, like, I'm really happy that Claire, like, I know has, like, such a good support system, like, in LA and, like, friends here, like, because Claire has, like, so graciously, like, after I moved here, like, Claire is really good. I've, like, said it before. I don't know if I've said it on the pod, but I've said it to Claire. Like, Claire's, like, so good about, like, getting, there's, like, a group of us that will hang out and, like, she was just so good about connecting everybody here, and I feel like that is such a, like, supportive, like, little group message, and, like, I'm, like, the least active because I live, A, like, really far from everyone.
No, everyone respects that, though. We're, like, Kirthana is, like, she doesn't technically live in the same city.
Yeah,
too.
Like, I live, like,
but you still make it to stuff. You still make it.
Yeah, I do still try to come, like, when I can. And like I said, too, all year, like, I'll definitely, like, be able to, like, do more because I won't have class every day. But I was just, like, really happy that, like, I knew I was going into final season and then I'm going back to Texas. But, like, obviously, like, Claire knows that she can reach out to me whenever, but, like, I was also, like, I'm just really glad that, like, Claire has really good friends in LA, and, like, I just feel like that makes, like, all the difference in anything that you go with, through, but, like, definitely just very happy that you have such good friends in LA. Try to think of, like, what I should say my highs and lows are. I guess, like, the biggest, I mean, the low is that I took a final today, and it was fine. My teacher's just silly for that class, so, like, honestly, the, like, frustrating part is that, like, he told us, like, the entire, like, the past, like, month and a half, he's been, like, oh, yeah, you're gonna have a word count on the essays, like, a word limit, and then for one of the essays, he put a word limit, but the other one, he, like, didn't explicitly say there was a word limit, but he's told us in class multiple times there was gonna be a word limit, and so basically, like, half the people, like, did the word limit, and half the people didn't, and were graded on a curve, so, like, nobody really knows what's gonna happen with that, and that's fine, it's just, like, frustrating, because, like, I also don't get my grades for another month and a half, so just gonna have fun fixating on that. It's fine. but I guess my high is that, like, I guess the pod doesn't know this, but, well, pod listeners, obviously, Claire and Eric know that I am going to Uganda this summer, which was just kind of, like, it was a very crazy, like, it happened really fast, because, long story short, like, my school does this program where we can go to Uganda and clerk for Supreme Court justices there, and also work in their prison system, because they don't have a public defender system, and do plea bargainings for prisoners who are either innocent or guilty. They've done a couple that were, like, innocent, and they've got them off, like, completely no, like, punishment needed or anything. And then also just, like, getting plea bargains settled so that prisoners can, like, get their sentences started and, like, added on to whatever they've already served, because some of them have been there for, like, 5 years and never seen court. And so I am getting the opportunity to do that, and it's so crazy because I leave in literally, like, 2 weeks. I leave on the 19th of May, and it's May 2nd, and I'll be in Africa for 10 weeks.
Whoa,
doing geez. That, but I'm really, really excited for it. It was just, like, it happened really fast, and I didn't really know, like, what I was going to do this summer, let alone, like, if I was going to even be able to do that, because, like, I missed the deadline to apply and all this stuff, and, like, things just, like, ended up aligning really well, and yeah, so that was definitely, like, a big high. Like I said, my low is my silly little final, because Boo. It was so silly.
silly
that's fine. That should hopefully be the final that I feel the worst about, so property law. I don't ever want to use it, so, you know, who cares?
Meh. Who needs it?
Who does? Unfortunately, everybody, but unfortunately, property law in too many things. But anyway.
The amount of laws I don't know.
Y'all, breaking news, I don't have COVID.
What if I was like, okay, cut this out. I have COVID.
Remember when Eric had COVID, guys?
Shut. Literally, that was the beginning of a flop era I knew could never exist. That was so, like, I simply have to laugh how flop that was.
I think, if it makes you feel better, Eric, I think I had it in December.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if I had it in December.
That wouldn't make me feel better. It would make me feel sad for you.
Well, it's crazy because I was around people, I didn't give it to anyone, but I feel like now looking back, I'm like, yeah, I was feeling kind of sick. See, and then I was like, I was exposed, but I tested negative, but maybe it was like a light version of it. I don't really know how this show works.
Did you test like far into the exposure, do you think? Or like,
I tested like negative 24 to 48 hours after the exposure, I believe.
I tested like 5-6 times, kept getting negative, 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 negative. And then it was like a week later that I got a positive.
Well, no one else at the event that I was exposed at tested positive. Mm. Aside from the exposee. So who knows? Maybe I was just sick or something.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I got like very, like, I was very unwell in December, but it was like, it was also post my booster. And I also like tend to like, after I've like run myself ragged for a semester, like a fool,
get sick.
I get sick. So I don't really know. It could have been a confluence of things, or it could have just been Miss COVID. And I guess we'll never know. Eric, do you want to say what our show is?
We watched the HBO Max program, Our Flag Means Death. Pirates, comedic, gay.
Speaking of HBO Max, I will say one of the other highs is that I met Meredith Hagner from Search Party.
Who
plays Portia. And she was literally so kind. I was like,
I forgot about that.
Rest in peace to the like happy hour bar that me and my friends used to go to every single Friday, because they closed down. But she was there with her husband, Wyatt Russell, Kurt Russell's kid, and their little teeny bopper baby. And we like saw them. And as soon as she walked in, I heard her voice and I was like, that is Portia from Search Party. I was like, no doubt in my mind. I was like, that is her. And then I was like showing my friends because like none of them had seen Search Party. And I was like, hey, like, this is her, right? Because, like, you know, like, you gotta confirm. And they were like, yeah, I think that is. Or some of them were like, I don't know, it might be. And I was like, no, it's her. Like, I was like, her voice is, like, literally so distinctive. And her little baby was so cute. And he was, like, waving at us and, like, talking to us. And she was like, oh, my God, he loves y'all. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, later, like, her husband who, like, this is on me, but he was also, like, he was wearing, like, a cap and sunglasses and he had a beard. He plays Captain America in the new Falcon Winter Soldier TV show, but I didn't know that because I didn't recognize him. Yeah, and I waited until her husband and her kid were, like, gone, and then I was, like, and it was just her, and I was, like, because I didn't want to interrupt them, like, when they were eating or anything, even though we were, like, kind of talking, but, and I was like, hi, like, are you Meredith Hagner? And she was like, yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I love Search Party, it's, like, one of my favorite shows, and she was like, oh my gosh, that makes me so happy, and I was like, yeah, I, like, didn't know, I was like, I thought it was you, and she was like, yeah, she was like, people always say it's my voice, and I was like, yeah, like, I was like,
aw, self-aware queen,
and I was just like, your baby was so cute, and she was like, oh my god, he loved talking to y'all, like, he was, like, literally, like, two, like, he was just, like, you know, like, laughing and having a little baby time. It was great. She was so cool.
Cute.
Like that I didn't recognize her husband, even though he's arguably more famous.
I didn't know that about him.
Kirsten, that you saying that sparked that text I sent you the other day about I was walking on the street with my friend and I passed by this girly eating at a table outside of the restaurant, and it was the girl from Dash and Lily. I don't know her name, but I was like, I did a double take because I was like, that looks like, and then I was like, that's her, and then she saw me looking at her and she just like smiled and waved at me, and then I just go, I love your work, and then I ran away.
Her name is and you do Francis. And she, yeah, she's also in Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, really? I gotta watch that.
Yeah, she plays someone's love interest in the show. So she's not one of the main girls, but she's one of the girls' love interests.
one of the girls. One of them
gay. The girls are girling.
But anyway, back to our show that we were talking about. Our flag means death. I do have some fun facts about the show. I looked them up while we were watching. Look at me prepared a little bit. So the show, if nobody like knows about it, we'll do a little recap, but there is a captain in it, Captain Steed. And his young self in the show that we see in a flashback in the pilot is played by his real life son, the actor's son, which just proves to me that HBO always has to have nepotism in their shows. And that's okay. Like, one of them is Laura Dern, but I have a theory that every single HBO original show has at least one nepotism actress or actor. And I have yet to be.
It has to happen. It simply just has to happen.
Sorry. Looking at you, Miss Maud Apatow.
Miss Maud Apatow.
Maud.
It's based on a true story, which I didn't really, I don't know much about pirates.
I think it's loose basing.
Loose, yeah, it is loose. So Captain Steed Benton or Bennett, whatever, he was real. He originally had a crew of 70 to 80 people. I did research. He died in 1717, when this show starts, he was 29 and he does not live to see his 31st birthday in real life. But the actor who plays him is 47 in this show. So, I don't know. Do with that what you will.
Some history lessons on Hold My Interest.
The crew in this show is 8 people, and in real life he had 70 to 80. Have a library on the ship whenever he was a captain in real life. There's a library here. But I was going to read this Screen Rant quote because I thought it was just silly that this was like the fun, this wasn't necessarily the fun fact, but this is how they said it. They said that although he did have a library, they said he did not, as far as historical record can tell, read his crew bedtime stories every night. And I just like don't know why, but that made me laugh. And he reads them Pinocchio in this one. But Pinocchio was not published until Captain Steed Bonnet in real life's death. So that inaccurate. He could not have read
the fuck?
Pinocchio. Anyway, those are the fun facts for the show.
Anyway. Pinocchina.
Who's going to do the little summary? I did it last first, time.
We have to say if we saw the show or not.
Oh, right.
Yeah, shut up, Claire.
Sorry.
Imagine I'm like, and for that, Claire will be doing the recap.
No.
We kick her.
No. I will say with my history of the show, I do have a funny little anecdote, which, I don't know, maybe my friend from law school will listen to this episode. I don't know if they will, but I have this friend at school, and I wasn't actually talking to them. I was, like, talking to my friend Maddie, and I was, like, and Maddie's boyfriend, like, really, he's into TV, and I was, like, oh, Maddie, like, I have to ask ConCon if he saw this show that Eric texted me about. Like, he said it was the funniest pilot, like, ever. Like, he laughed crying or whatever, or cried laughing, and I was, like, let me look at the name, like, of what he sent me, and I go, oh, it's called Our Flag Means Death. And my friend, they literally gasped, and they weren't in part of the conversation, and it was like they were like sitting a little away from me, and they were like, I'm sorry, and I was like, no, it's okay, like, have you seen it? And they were like, yeah, it's my new favorite show. Like, I wondered if as soon as you said it was like one of the funniest pilots, like, it was gonna be this. And I was like, no, like, I'm glad. I was like, what is it about? I was like, I don't know anything. And they told me about it, and then I watched it. I watched the first 8 episodes that night, and I haven't seen the final 2 because I thought there was only 8 episodes of the season. So
you're like, I was left 10. A little bit confused by the ending.
There was a little bit of a cliffhanger at season 8, and I said, oh, that's, they're looking for that season pickup. I was like,
they haven't gotten word yet. I'm like, I hope they get renewed because I've only.
I feel like Taika, like, we'll talk more about him later, but that man's my king. Claire, have you seen the show or not?
I have. I'm going to be fake for a minute. Sorry, I don't know why it took me a second to think about that.
I was like, you have?
I have. I'm fake because I've only seen the pilot before. I have not continued watching, but it's been on my docket of to continue shows because I really love What We Do in the Shadows, his other show, and I'm excited to keep watching because it did hold my interest. Not to jump the shark, but
spoiler alert.
Also, if you're new to this podcast, we are relatively spoiler free for the rest of this, like, the show, but we obviously say everything that happens in the pilot. just a forewarning. Eric, have you seen the show or not?
I have. And I'm the fakest one of all, actually. So I'm going to be fake for an hour, Claire. I brought up this show to the group, and I had just watched the pilot, and then I watched two more episodes after that. So I've only seen like really the first three eps, but generally I like it a lot. I have to give a shout out to my friend Shiku, who I will say love her very much. She holds me up at gunpoint to watch TV shows. And I love her for it because I'm really bad at watching TV, but she someone's got to hold this twink up at gunpoint. But she was like, Eric, you have to watch the show. It's gay. Which I feel like, is that a spoiler alert? I can cut this.
No. I don't think so. Like, because, also I was going to say, apparently, I didn't really know this either. My friend at the law school who told me about it, they were telling me that, like, apparently historically, like, pirates were gay. And so they really liked that was an added feature into this show. So, and I will say this was one of the, like, trivia facts that I read, is that there is a non-binary character in the show. And apparently the actor who plays them, like, cried when they first read the script because they thought that it was so well represented. And I think three of the writers are non-binary. I think I read that.
Oh,
that
nice.
That could be wrong. Like, that's just trivia that I found. So, like, if that's wrong, I apologize. But at least...
I apologize.
But yeah, so I don't think it's a spoiler that there's like queer elements of it, because
no, it's pretty known.
Yeah, that's pretty known.
Yeah,
slay.
And apparently,
slay
historically
and
accurate.
Gay. I love that. I love that pirates are gay.
I love that pirates are gay. I mean, it kind of, like,
you know, it was true.
Sense. Yeah. The recap of the show, I can just do it, but it's not going to be in depth if I do it.
I mean, you don't need it in depth.
Yeah, go off. Yeah. We don't need in depth.
Okay, so this show follows Captain Steed. I don't know his last name, Bennett, Bonnet, something like that. He is a gentleman's captain, so he originally, like, was a gentleman and grew up, like, on the land, not at sea, and had a, we find out through the episode that he actually has a wife and children, and he left them to go be a pirate. He was clearly bullied as a child, but he wants to be, like, an ethical pirate. So he's not really into, like, the whole death of it all and all that. He is more into, like, he's like, when we have issues, what do? We talk it out. He's very neat and orderly, and he has a crew of about 8 men, and they are on the high seas doing their little pirate thing. He thinks that there's a risk of mutiny, so then he decides to raid a bigger ship, and it ends up being a British naval ship, and it has one of his old school bullies on there, and then he ends up getting them to come over for tea, and his crew kind of attacks the other crew, and then also he accidentally kind of kills the captain of the naval ship crew, and so that is basically what happens in the pilot. And then he gains the respect of the crew, kind of. They still all know he's kind of a bumbling idiot, but they're like, you know what, we'll do it as long as we're here. He pays them, which is apparently also historically accurate. He did pay them wages when he was captain. Yeah, it's got a fun cast. It is also, I think Taika Waititi is the EP on it. Is he the showrunner? I think he's the showrunner.
Yeah, he's the, also, like, directed the first episode. He's, mm-hmm. It's like, he's not in it, or I think he comes later.
Yeah, he comes later. He plays Blackbeard. Not a spoiler.
But he's like it's definitely like in his tone of voice. Like, if you've seen What We Do in the Shadows, either the movie or the show or like any of his films, it's in his like signature, like sarcastic kind of tongue in cheek tone, which we love.
It's very him, which, yeah, I do love. I am a huge fan of Taika Waititi. I think that he's, I would say, underrated is kind of a hard word to use for him, because, like, he definitely gets recognition. But I also think that, like, he has such a style of comedy that is, like, I don't know, it's just very, like, what I gravitate towards, and so I really, really enjoy everything that
it's really does. Dry, which I think sometimes people are like, well, it's, like, kind of awkward. And it's like, no, it's very sarcastic and dry. And, like, if you like that kind of humor, he's, like, probably one of the best people yeah. who does it.
Yeah, and I think yeah. that I do love that kind of humor, and I do, I genuinely think he's, like, one of the best, like, comedic, like, directors and writers, like, that I've seen in so long, and I think it is just because I gravitate towards that kind of humor a lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, he got a lot of recognition from his work in Thor Ragnarok, which is, like, genuinely one of the, like, if you don't like Marvel movies, like, that's probably the Marvel movie that you're gonna like. That and, like, Black Panther and potentially No Way Home. But, like, people really like that because, like, you know, it's got the other Spider-Men. So, you know, that's, like, nostalgic.
People love to see three Spider-Men pointing at each other.
That they do. They love to see them. I did see a, like, meme from today that was, like, all men at the Met Gala, and it was the Spider-Man pointing thing, but it was, like, eight, like, suits just, like, put over them, like, plain back suits, and I was like, yeah, that is, like, every, that's, like, almost every man at the Met Gala, which is, like, whatever, but then I also hate how, like, sometimes men will just, like, do something, like, very tiny onto their little suit at the Met Gala, and they'll be, like, slay, and I'm like, they didn't really do anything, like, I'm like, they added yeah. one little embellishment, like, it's fine, but anyway. His work, like, he truly, like, low-key saved the Thor franchise, because the Thor movies were, like, not doing well, and then the third one came out and was hilarious, and everyone was like, oh, Taika Waititi's killing the game. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of him, and I think his humor is great. So that was the recap of the show. I would obviously watch the show based on the pilot, because I did. I will say the pilot was funny. I liked it. I think a little bit more on the rewatch, because I think that,
yeah, like, I agree. I like it too.
Yeah, I knew rewatch. More of, like, what the premise was, and so I was, like, able to just kind of appreciate the humor, whereas, like, I think the first time I was trying to just, like, figure out what was going on, maybe a little bit too much. Like, I was, like, very much trying to be, like, okay, I need to pay attention a lot, and I was, like, more paying attention yeah. to, like, the plot of it than I was, like, appreciating a lot of the jokes. Because I think I knew that we were going to do it for this, so, like, maybe that's why, but, so the first time I watched it, that might have been on me, but I watched, like, the first 8 episodes in one sitting, so, clearly.
No, I think, like, shows like this are, because I've heard a lot of feedback, a lot of people like the show, but I've heard a lot of feedback where it's, like, I couldn't really get into it, or it's, like, what is it about? And it's, like, shows like this aren't really, like, about anything. Like, yes, they obviously have a plot, but it's more so about, like, the characters and the environment. Like, What We Do in the Shadows is not really about much. It's just, like, we like to see these, like, funny vampires that are bad at being vampires, like, interact with people, and, like, what's gonna be, like, the crazy thing that happens this week. So I feel like sometimes people are, like, they see this and they're, like, I don't know, it doesn't really, like, capture me, but it's, like, it's not really supposed to be, like, a nail biter, like, what's gonna happen next kind of show, which is nice. You want to have, like, a little bit of both in your watch list, at least for me. I do.
Yeah, that was the thing for me, for sure, was that I was trying to make a plot where, like, at certain times in the episode there isn't one, which is, like, fine. I just was being silly. So I say take this show as what it is and enjoy it. Eric, would you watch the show based on the pilot?
I would watch the show based on the pilot. I think it's a testament that I've watched 3 episodes. I normally barely get past the first one.
Yeah.
I will say, on the rewatch of the pilot, I just keep reminding myself that there's so many characters that they introduce up top. And yes, it's more of it's an ensemble piece for sure. It still is hard to capture all of them in one episode. So you definitely need to keep going in order to meet all the individual characters. Because definitely, like, I'm still on, like, episode 3, and 3 of the characters still sort of blur together in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm excited to continue and see how everyone is distinguished. Generally, I had a great time. The first time I watched this pilot, I just, like, laughed throughout the whole thing. And then there's so much comedy throughout the, like, first 30 minutes. And then the last 4 minutes, they kind of give you a nice sentimental touch that, like, brought me to tears. I think I was just in a fragile place, but it was still a really nice
moment. It's still emotional.
I hadn't, like, ever, like, it had been, I can't remember the last time I cried at TV. Like, it's been a second. Aww.
You're not crying at Selling Sunset?
Crying, laughing, those girls are crazy.
Anyways,
Yeah, speaking of characters and things, which I will say, I feel like that is a trend. I don't know that that's necessarily true for all HBO shows, but I do think that there is a trend in HBO shows to do big ensembles. And I feel like I'm, like, in so many HBO shows, I'll be, like, watching the pilot and I'll be like, I do not know who these people are. And I'm, like, introduced to so many. So I don't know if that's just because HBO, like, tends to do bigger projects that I think they know they want to last. Like, well, they do, I feel like, one miniseries a year, but, like, when they do projects that I feel like they want to potentially, like, move on to multiple series, like, they definitely...
They do love an ensemble.
They do love an ensemble. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, but speaking of our characters and ensembles, who is your MVP of the show?
On the count of three, say your MVP. 1, 2, 3. Wee John. Steed.
Eric, who'd you say?
Wee John. It's the actor that played Hodor in Game of Thrones.
I was between him and Lucius.
Yes. Oh, Lucius is funny too. I went with an easy answer, but
yeah, I picked Lucius because I just thought he was hilarious, and then he like stays funny throughout the show. And I just love his like energy on the ship. Like whenever he's in the library with Steed, and then Steed's like, yeah, like you're the only one who's taken me up on my offer, and he's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm the only one who can read, and I'm like, go off, King. Absolutely. So yeah, I pick Lucius. Eric, why'd you pick John?
Wee John. He just had so many moments where he was either like dragging Steed or he was dragging some of the other pirates that were like laugh out loud funny. And he made me laugh during the Pinocchio reading.
Yeah, I was going to say, end. That hilarious.
Yeah. He just really characterizes himself by being so invested in the captain reading Pinocchio to them while also hating the captain. Because he's like, we can't kill the captain. Who would do the voices for Pinocchio?
Oh my God.
He's like, who would do the little boy voice?
And then they're like cornering Lucius to do the little boy voice. And they're like, yeah, he's awful. Yeah.
He literally, Lucius does it. He goes, that was awful.
Not god awful. Yeah, he was like a standout to me. I enjoyed his work.
He actually came to UT while we were there.
What?
Yeah, to like speak at a panel.
Was it like Game of Thrones related or like was interesting? Oh, was he there for the famous, like, I don't know if that was South By or UT, but like there was the panel where the creators were just essentially like, yeah, we just had a lot of money and didn't know what we were doing. And everyone was
I don't think that was this one because it was just like him alone for like,
oh, okay, cool.
Like an interview thing. Yeah. He apparently is like also like a DJ or something.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah.
Is he DJ Hodor? Is that his name?
He's DJ.
I don't know if that's, I mean, Hodor is definitely his name in Game of Thrones. I don't know if that's his name for DJing, but. Yeah. Claire, why'd you pick Steed?
So, mostly because I didn't know anyone's names, even though I looked them up. But also, I do feel like, you know, he's the heart of the show. He's the captain. I love that he establishes the comedic tone of the show. And, I think he's a really good lead. And he has a lot of heart. But he's also really funny. And he also is a perfect, like, kind of foil to all the other characters to, like, make fun of or, like, rag on. But you still, like, want to root for him at the end of the day. So I feel like he kind of makes the show what it is.
Yeah. I also really like that actor. He's in Jumanji.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, and he's so good.
He's the, like, animatronic guy.
Welcome to Jumanji!
Yeah.
The OG?
No. Not with Robin. But rest in peace. But no, he's in the new one, and he's, like, hilarious. Slay, bring the house down. Speaking of, I love your tweet, Eric, that was like, I'm trying to remove Slay from my vocabulary, and it simply won't leave.
I'm currently workshopping a tweet that's like, I could be held up at gunpoint and I would still accidentally say this word.
My friend, her sister came to visit and her sister uses the word slay all the time. And so, and like, we were like describing like boys or something and we were like, that was an anti-slay. We were like...
My God.
And then we taught it to my little cousin. So... Like, that's, we'd be watching basketball and someone would miss a shot and he'd be like, anti-slay.
It's true.
He's like this little 10-year-old.
Anytime someone uses it, I giggle. I think it's so funny.
Least fave of the show. Honestly, This show's pretty solid. Maybe the man who bullies him. I need to find out his name.
I don't know. I would say like, or are we, oh, we have to wait.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to wait, but.
I feel like for this one, it's like the show is generally good, and so it's hard to pick one. So naturally, we're just going to pick the villain.
Yeah, the captain of the naval ship is going to be all of our least fave because he's mean to Mr.
Does
Steve.
He do a good? Does he do a good job of being mean? So I guess that generally makes him a good villain. However, doesn't really. He comes out of nowhere, doesn't do a whole lot.
No,
and then he dies.
Yeah, he kind of ends up, I think. Not really a spoiler, but, like, Steed obviously, like I said, accidentally killed him, so. We haven't seen the last of that man in Steed's mind, but,
So true.
Yeah. That's gonna be our least fave. My fave line, one of them is definitely the whole Pinocchio scene thing. Because, like, I just thought that scene was hilarious. Like, way that Wee John is just so quick to be like, yeah, that was awful. Like, after, like, literally forcing him to do that. And then my other fave line is kind of an interaction with Steed and his little, like, guy who told him that there was a mutiny arising. And he goes, the guy, his little, like, first mate or whatever is like, raids are like snowflakes. And Steed goes, no two are alike. And he goes, no, they almost always end in bloodshed. Maybe snowflake wasn't the proper comparison. And it's like, King, you picked it. Like, it's just like...
King.
It's just, it's that very dry humor, and I just, that's why I love Taika Waititi, like, dry humor is my thing. Eric, fave line?
Fave line. Obviously, I loved the ending, the last, like, minute of it was wonderful. I think something that made me laugh the first time, like, what really got me was the opening when they are raiding that small little boat that they just passed by at the very beginning. And I just love when Steed is like struggling to get on and then he just goes, can you hold the bottom of the rope to the people that he's robbing?
He's a gentleman.
It was very funny.
It's so funny.
A great little line, great little program.
Also, like, shout out to that man who's singing. He's also from Game of Thrones.
Shout out to that man who's singing.
Me to every male singer. Shout out to that man who's singing. But yeah, he's also in Game of Thrones. So this is a very heavy, like, HBO crossover cast, I think. Because the guy who plays Steed was in What We Do in the Shadows, also with Taika Waititi. So there's just a lot of crossover overlap peoples in this thing. Prior projects is how I should, I guess, say it. But.
Claire, what's your favorite line?
My favorite line is when they go into the captain's quarters and they're like, he's preparing for battle. And they're like, you're in your pajamas. And he's like, no, this is my battle jacket. I don't know why, but I just found that so funny. And no, I just love how he's, like, trying to pretend to be this, like, intensely scary guy, but he's, like, obviously so not. He's, like, so, like, well-bred and is, like... And then that whole scene of, like, he's, like, how do I fight? And they're, like, well, that would be a kill. That would be a kill. Like, he can't even, like, do combat. He would immediately be killed. So I just really like that moment, and I feel like it... Again, like, there's, like, these lines here and there that add, like, touches of levity where you're, like, oh, this is not, like, a serious show about pirates. It's, like, a silly show, and I can just, like, go with where they take me.
No, for sure. Okay. Who we are? Okay, let's do Eric's first.
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Steve.
Lucius
for me, yeah.
Wait, no. Two.
Yeah, Lucius for me.
I have Steve. Lucius for somebody else. Oh, wait, I give it away.
I know, I was like, girl. Lucius for me and Eric just, like, have the same kind of energies in terms of, like...
On it, okay, like, maybe, yeah. Maybe y'all are right. I feel like I just see Eric as the main character.
I knew you were going to say Steve for Eric, and I knew that.
And there was no one yearning. Like, where are the yearners?
Where are the yearners? I miss when we used to record weekly, and we'd always just be like, Eric is the main character yearner next. Lucius just, like, I don't know, brings the same kind of energy as Eric. I clocked that immediately. Like, that was the easiest one for me.
Yeah, I agree. I would, because my friend was like, there's one character you really remind me of. And I was like, no way do I remind you of any of these aggressive pirates. Like, there's just simply no way.
And then you saw Lucius and you said, me.
The only one who can read, that's me.
That's,
honestly, yeah.
That's Duty Books.
Eric can read.
Dude's books.
Do we want to do Claire next?
Yeah, do me. Claire. I don't know okay, who ready? I am, though, so I'm not going to say it.
One, okay.
two, three.
Steed.
Steed.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I could clock you two so fast in this. I just couldn't.
Oh, yes. It all you're is so making steed, sense Claire. Now. Like, wait. Yeah. I don't know why I like thought any different, but say more.
Claire and Steed again. It's like an energy thing. Like I also think that if Claire was captain of a ship, she would definitely be like, guys. Let's talk it out.
Guys.
She'd be like, okay, so someone's hurting. Let's get to the bottom of it.
That is kind of true, honestly. Like, yeah. I am very silly, and I'm like, let's just, like, be silly for once. Why don't we? So, yeah, and I do like the dynamic of, like, Steed and Lucius as me and Eric. I definitely see that.
That is us for sure. I also don't think I'm Steed because y'all famously love to have named me as, like, Serena from Gossip Girl. Like, I'm like, that's just a different kind of main character.
Because that is you, I'm sorry to say.
Eric's more of a, like, chaotic main character. Whereas Claire's the grounded kind of main character, you know?
Yeah, and he's more grounded, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Like, he definitely has, like, a chaotic past, but, like, I wouldn't say that Steed himself is chaotic.
No. Blame. No, I'm not chaotic.
Never.
There's not
but chaotic. Sometimes I am, and that's okay.
Yeah.
There are times where you are, and
I can be very chaotic, but I try to channel the grounded energy.
No, oh, yeah. When Claire is chaotic, it's, like, the best.
Okay, it's Kirthana.
I feel like mine's also cheating because mine is more influenced just by what I've seen of this character in later episodes.
Yeah, it's hard because like a lot of the characters, I'm like, I don't know who these people are. Or I guess we should say 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Frenchie.
Oluwande.
I knew Eric was going to say Oluwande whenever you said that it's because of like what you've seen of him later. Because I was like, yeah, I think that like later on in the season, and that's why I was having trouble because like based on this pilot, I don't really know who I would be. But for the rest of the season, I'm definitely more of a Oluwande. I think also like him and Jim's relationship and like the nurturing that Oluwande kind of does with people, that's very me.
Very much keeps the peace of the ship. Has like I think Oluwande has a lot of one-on-one relationships with everyone on the ship, and I think that's very Kirthana thing of being very personal with everyone and being honest with everyone. And I like that character a lot. That character makes me laugh.
I picked Frenchie because he's like playing music. And I don't know, he like keeps the show going, and I feel like Kirthana is always like a great hostess in keeping the show going.
Yeah, aww. I agree with that too.
I love little Frenchie, my Game of Thrones king. And then I love Oluwande. Like I'm definitely someone who has more of like in a group, I definitely just have a lot of like personal relationships within groups, but I don't like love like the grouped in it. I don't know. I'm very that I think that Eric's description of it was very much how I am in group settings. For our next segment, we do the little prediction thing. What would your flag look like if you were a pirate?
Flag if I were a pirate.
While we think about this, I can explain why this show is named Our Flag Means Death in the recap, but they're trying to like create a flag for their pirate ship, and so the men are all like making the flag, and so that's kind of like what the origin of the name of the show is that they like end up designing a flag and they like say Our Flag Means Death, I'm pretty sure, in the pilot. I feel like my flag would have a little shark on it. It would probably have a little book and probably a little TV.
Wait, that's so cute.
And that would be, maybe I'll like put that in, like, have y'all ever seen that shirt company that's like cool? It's like cool shirt. It's like some, like, you basically just like tell them like words or a phrase or something, and they just like surprise you with the design of the shirt, like based on it. It's like Cool Shirt Thanks or something.
No, I haven't heard of that.
I'll send you it, like, yeah. And I'm like, what if I just put that in there? Like, Shark TV book.
Shark TV book. That's all.
Shark TV and, like, book.
See what happens. So yeah, that's probably what my little, and I probably have a cup of coffee, a lavender oat milk latte specifically.
I would love to see how that was depicted.
Slay. day.
That would be my own headcanon, is that it's a lavender oat milk latte.
Everyone's like, that's coffee. And you're like, no, get it right.
No.
The girls who get it.
AKA my favorite, my go-to coffee drink if I'm at a local coffee shop is, if they have it, always a lavender oat milk latte.
I gotta say, lavender tastes like soap to me. I cannot give.
Wait, really?
I have heard. Yeah, there's like people who just really don't. And I respect that.
I celebrate you. I adore you. I worship you. Remember that.
Thank you.
I think mine would be a little skull and crossbones, but the eyes of the skull would be mushrooms.
I thought yours was going to be that little frog.
Oh my god. And that, yeah, there's a frog on there too. No, that's mine. That's mine. The frog with the mushroom hat.
Yeah.
And it's like a skull and crossbone vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mine.
Mine would be Oh my god, this is so hard. Mine would be tie-dye, and it would have people dancing under a disco ball.
I knew yours was going to have some sort of music-related thing.
You know me and my music.
Called Nice Shirt Thanks.
Nice shirt, thanks.
Their thing is that you describe the design you want. It's up to us to design it based on how we interpret your design.
Oh.
So, like, wait, yeah, you don't like get that. To, like, you don't get to see it until it arrives.
Okay, what if you hate it?
You're like, yeah. Wait. We're like, what a cute idea.
Yeah, you just say, like, you give a brief, description of your idea, and then they just do it.
And they just do what you paid them to do. Isn't that crazy?
Kind of slay.
Okay, where are we putting this in our ranking?
I don't even know.
That's a really great question.
Okay, our top.
Eric's over this. Eric is like, get me out of here.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm kidding. I'm actually like so scared. I have a headache right now, and I'm like, do I have COVID?
You don't have COVID. No. I'm telling you right now, you don't have COVID.
I tested positive yesterday.
Negative.
Oh no, I tested.
Whoa, Blair, imagine
Blair's like, I'm so scared I have COVID. I tested positive.
Stop worrying, Claire. You got it. Okay, I've got a starting placement.
Okay, what is your starting place?
I say below Hacks, above High School Musical.
Oh.
I'm down for below Hacks.
Never forget when Eric dragged Hannah
Shut up. Shut up. Okay? Shut up.
Like, go ahead.
At least like once I'm allowed every 6 months. Like
I'm allowed
months.
To grow. You love to remind me of that.
He's like trying to be a stand-up and he's like, I don't want my reputation to be silly.
Whatever.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with you.
Her stand-up is so good.
Her stand-up is really good and she's really funny. And you're allowed to have your opinion and have your opinion change. And that's beautiful.
Also, I will say the pilot is not a good representation of like
no,
what
it's
she
not.
Does in that show.
Yeah, she's a grower for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's a grower, not a shower.
Exactly.
But I agree with Below Hacks as well.
Wow, that was the fastest I feel like we've ever like, come to a
record. I don't know. I feel like that's a great... Because it's not my favorite show I've ever seen. Yeah. But it's definitely like up there.
Yeah, it's like... And that's why I think I like it below Hacks. Like, Hacks is, like, a good, like, comparison one for it.
All right, listeners. Our bottom five. It's been a while. You may not remember. Our bottom five. Last place, Outer Banks. Above that, Emily in Paris. Above that, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Above that, A Teacher. Above that, famously, A Queen's Gambit, which I always laugh at.
I always laugh.
How far down Queen's Gambit
and
is.
And, like, we don't read every single... Because this is our 36th episode, and so we don't read every single show, but the fact that, like, Queen's Gambit is in our bottom five means that we have to read that every time.
It is slowly inching itself out of the bottom five. We need, like, a bad show.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
To get it out of there.
We need one more Netflix original that's bad.
Which I think we can find.
Because the other three below it, or three out of the four below it, Netflix originals that are bad.
Literally. The show we just watched, Our Flag Means Death, is now ranked 9th on our list of 36 shows. Our top five TV shows. Some are saying the best television you've ever seen in your life. 5th place, the other two. 4th place, WandaVision. 3rd place, Pen 15. 2nd place, The Mindy Project. And reigning champion, your girl bossification, your white mom in California show, Big Little Lies.
Guys, me and Allison Webster had such a moment watching The Northman, because there's it's Alexander Skarsgård starring, and Nicole Kidman plays his mother, and they have a very intense scene, and during the middle of their intense scene, I just look at Allison and I say, Big Little Lies. And we both were like, oh, we had like such a brain blast, because we were like, oh my god, they're having such an intense scene. Yeah, and they have an amazing scene together in the movie. And we're like, why can't they ever just play, like, sidekicks? They're always going to play, like, the most intense, like, roles with each other.
Nicole Kidman playing a sidekick?
Yeah, what, Claire?
She has such a good scene in that movie. She is my favorite part.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is our episode. So if you liked this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or rate us on Spotify, or do both. Don't forget, for Spotify, you do have to listen first before you rate. So if you get to this point in the segment, I think that counts, and then you're good to go. And if you do want to keep up with our, you know, frequency of posts and everything like that, to know when we have a new episode out, follow us on Instagram at @hold_my_interest and on Twitter at @holdinterest. I think our Twitter's been not super active, but maybe we'll change that.
I'll change that.
Eric will change that himself. Yeah, it's been super great. We love this little podcast, so thanks for bearing with us while we had a very, very busy semester on all of our accounts. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Love you. We love you.
We celebrate you. Thanks for being here. Mwah. Mwah.